Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is MungoZen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Green from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Alan from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Hey, greetings and welcome to Urban Radio once again. My name is Oswald. And for the next few hours, we will check out all that is in the Quake 3 mod community. That is Urban Terror. It's been somewhat of a busy week for everyone here. We are still working on the server patch, which we will talk a little bit about. There's really not much to say about it right now. We'll pass on some other info about, though, the OGL, the STA League, Clan Base, how's that? We do have an email contest that we'll get to very shortly, and the Urban Radio server is up. So when we come back, we'll get into all that and more right here on Urban Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Mungo Zen, bringing a little message about the music here on Urban Radio, hosted by our wonderful host Oswald. This week's show, it's a theme show. It's all punk rock bands and ska bands covering a variety of music from across the ages. Going to be hearing from bands like Gob, Real Big Fish, a Christmas song by Bad Religion. They're going to be doing Joy to the World. Before I let you go, I just want to pass along that a lot of people like the music I spin. Some people, they're not so big on the music I spin. If you think that you've got a suggestion, something would be better to heard on Urban Radio, give me a PM. I'm always in Pound Urban Terror. I'm in a couple other channels. Let me know, and I'll hook you up with some songs and maybe a shout-out on the next week's show. Anyway, sit back and enjoy our little punk ska cover fest, and I'll see you next week. Ciao.
Okay, for those of you who do not understand what Mungo Zen said, because we do know he's Canadian, but we will give him a break on that. That means if the music sucks, send Mungo a private message with your music, and we'll get it on the show next week. We'll be right back here on Urban Radio, right here on a TSN The Team Sportscast Network. Oh my god, I see my anus in here. No, wait, that's not my anus, that's your anus. You know, funny, Aha never sounded that good when they used to sing Take On Me. What's going on? It's also right here on TTSN, and I can see everybody seeing the Uranus joke right about now. So what's going on? It is Friday, and we are back on the air live to bring you what we call Urban Radio. How good of a show is that going to be today? Well, you know what? I have no idea. Can't say I'm really prepared today, so I guess I could just take the script I have here in front of me and toss it out the window, as I really don't have too much to say this week. A lot of clan news, but that's only because I'm a little bit more involved in it this season than I have been in seasons past. With that said, I do see some new names. God, it's a beer. I do see some new names hanging out here in Pound Urban Tear. We see Don Don's making a mess of the situation, as he does the forums each and every week over at forums.urbantear.net. You got Uranus, as you all heard. He's hanging out today. Got a couple new people here. I see Rigby's asking a ton of questions, but getting absolutely no answers. Who else is in there? Spawn, of course. We'll be talking about Spawn a little bit later here in Urban Radio. And again, props to Mungo Zen for all the music this week. As he said, they are punk cover tunes. So for you kids out there who don't understand what good music is, this is good music. You can get your cards and letters, questions, and comments ready. You can send me a private message throughout the shoutcast. I will sort through them and find time to read them. You can find me in Pound Urban Terror or Pound TSN. You know, if you keep spamming that oswald.youaremyfriend.com, I am going to smack you. Thank you. You can find me on Pound Urban Terror, Pound TSN, on the ETG network as On Air TSN Oswald. I'll be the little guy with that little funny symbol next to my name. That's me. We are holding the Urban Email Contest today, so if you think you have what it takes and you can write something that has words that are more than one syllable, then feel free to make your contribution known. Contest is very simple. And anybody except for our winner 2 weeks ago, Mentor, can actually win. But Mentor could send if he wanted to. We'd give another shot, but I don't think I'd choose his email again. Sorry, Mentor. So all you need to do, if you want to have a shot at winning the email contest, is to send me a rant or a rave or something to do with Urban Terror. Now, we don't want a bunch of profanity in there like, Oswald's a fag, this mod sucks, you're gay, blah, blah, blah. And I know I'm going to get one of those emails. And when I do, I'm going to call you out on the air today and ban you from Pound Urban Terror. So, you know what? Don't do that. So, as I said, any sort of rant, rave, whatever you want, but it's got to deal with Urban Terror. If it's something I talk about on the radio, feel free to discuss that. If it's something that's been bothering you, send it. And you can email me at oswald@planetquake.com. If you don't know how to spell that, well, you're in a lot of trouble today. Oswald@planetquake.com. We will read some of these emails as the show goes on. And if any of them are good enough, we will choose a winner at the end of the show, and that winner will receive a free Urban Terror t-shirt. Street value of roughly $15. How do you like that? So for some of you people who say they cannot purchase a shirt from GeekWars, here's your chance to win a free one. Yeah, see, I told you somebody would call me a fag, and I knew it was going to be Don Don. You walked right into that. Press 1 if we should kick Don Don. Press 2 if you think he should stay. Do want to give some thanks out to those who continue to support and make Urban Radio happen each and every week. First of all, community wouldn't be anything without everybody who plays Urban Terror. That's why we do want to say give big thanks out to the community. To all the gamers who make up our community and continue to support Urban Terror. 3 years now, and community has never been stronger, and we do thank you for that. Also want to thank the support of TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. Coming up on our one-year anniversary at TSN. That'll be next week's show. Maybe we'll have to have a big TSN fest, big TSN party next week, as we'll have been casting on TSN for just over a year. Hard to believe that, but radio show has lasted a year, which is kind of cool. Now, if I could just find a job in the real world that would last longer than a year, I'm set. And, of course, without the support of TSN, we would not have... Oh, look at that. Don Don kicked himself. Ain't that a bitch? The spam script worked. Thank you, Don Don. Play again and come back in 15 minutes. Oh, look at that. That was too funny. So, again, big thanks to TSN.
You're listening to TSN, the eSports Revolution. TSNCentral.com.
And if you have not checked TSNCentral.com, I suggest you go over there and stop by, register, check out the forums, check out what's coming up here on TSN, such as tonight we have Dowler versus Rat, a little Q3 action there with DJ Wheat. We also have some Urban Terror action coming your way tonight with myself, Clock Powered, taking on Forbidden Ninja over on the OGL Follow the Leader Ladder. That'll be on Server 2. And then later on tonight, Wolf NS taking on Uben Roxert. I believe that's RTCW action. And we'll have some more action coming up tomorrow, but feel free to stop on by TSNCentral.com. Check it all out, register, and get ready to have your ass kicked by some of the best shoutcasters out there. So if you're into games such as MechWarrior 4, Soldier of Fortune 2, Unreal 2003, JK2, or any of the other games that I have not mentioned, then you should be listening to TSN. Also have some great weekly shows, such as you heard last night, RL Fixation with DA and Trillion. Got the Lecture with Icy. After Hours with Assorted Host. Tonight it is Morris. And, of course, me with Urban Radio each and every Friday.
If you're the kind that likes to play with themselves, this is your game. But if you're the kind that plays well with others, this is your game.
Prepare to fight.
Defend our flag.
Defend it, Colin.
You win.
TSN.
Excellent.
Game on.
The Intel Masters UK Premier Gaming Championships are coming to TSN on December 21st. TSN's very own Coldshot, Warwitch, Wonderdog, and Juno will cross the big pond to cover the UK's biggest gaming tournament ever for a grand prize of £25,000.
That's $39,588 US dollars for us Yanks.
So stay tuned to the Team Sportscast Network for the Intel Masters UK Championships live at the UK's home of technology,
the Science Museum in London,
starting December 21st, 2002, and only on TSN, your source for the esports revolution.
Damn, I'm already out of beer, and I'm not even a third of the way into the show. Oh, well. Also want to thank Zach over at ZD Web Hosting for mirroring all the previously recorded Urban Radio shows. If you missed something and want to hear what happened last week or last month, feel free to head on over to urbanterror.net/radio.html. You can click on the Urban Radio tab on the right side of the screen, and that'll give you an entire list of the previously recorded shows right here on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. His web hosting service, I'm talking about ZD Web Hosting, Zach's service, is second to none. I've been there now for about 6 months. Reliable, fast, and inexpensive, $8 a month. You can have 200 megabytes of space and a 10 gigabyte transfer rate. That's ZDWebHosting.com. So find Zach. And if you need somewhere to store that forum image, seeing as GeoCities and all those other faggy companies no longer work, then feel free to check out his service. And finally, thanks to GeekWares, Tommy and Andrew have finally begun offering the Urban Terror Vaporware. Vaporware is our term for the clothing line we now carry over at GeekWares. T-shirts, fleece vests, fleece jackets, boonie hats, visors, stickers. What else do we have over there? Whole mess of stuff. So go over, check it out. He's able to accept payments via PayPal. So set up your PayPal account and help Urban Terror stay on top by buying a piece of merchandise. That's geekwares.com for more information. I'm going to step away, go downstairs, grab another beer here, come back. We'll talk a little bit about the Urban Radio server and get into some league news. I'm Oswald. You're listening to Urban Radio right here on TSN.
Casino. Panama, you up and down.
It's Oswald back with you live on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. A little music going on there. That little Our Lips Are Sealed right here on Urban Radio.
You're dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terrors Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
Yes, then, that is right. Urban Radio is on here each and every Friday, bringing you the most up-to-date news from the Urban Terror community. Today we do have a server up and running. If you feel like getting your game on, as Jeff T. would say, then feel free to head on over to 64.180.91.203. You can also click on the Urban Radio tab over on urbanterror.net. And follow the server link, and it'll give you all the information you need to know about the server. It is being hosted up in Vancouver, British Columbia, thanks to Blade Killer and Rabbit Cow. It's sort of our home away from home server when I'm a little too lazy to go out and actually get a community server to donate their server for the 2 or 3 hours we are here broadcasting Urban Radio. So feel free to head on over to the Urban Radio server. We are playing CTF right now. And the current map that is in the rotation is Subway 2 by Leerth, which was released last week, I believe. Week before last. Very cool map. He's added a third route to it. This is really going to benefit people who play Capture the Flag. As for your TSers out there, well, I guess you'll like it too, won't you? So 64.180.91.203. I got a few things to set up here before we continue. Going to step away. When we come back, we'll get into a little league action talk here, a little OGL, STA, and clan-based action right here on Urban Radio.
Would you like your file served to you at mock speeds? File Shack is a network of lightning-fast servers with a direct cross-connection into the Speakeasy DSL user base, giving users of Speakeasy DSL priority network access for the quickest possible downloads from a truly massive file collection. All File Shack servers are hosted in Speakeasy DSL facilities around the USA on fully redundant internet bandwidth. That's a real nice balance spread across 11 major cities. So head on over to FileShack.com, sign up for your totally free account, and grab all the latest demos, mods, patches, and more. File Shack is administered by Steve Gibson of Shack News and maintained within the Speakeasy network. With File Shack, you don't need to wait. Everyone gets their files fast.
Baby, I just want you back, and I want you to stay.
And we are back here on Urban Radio. I am Oswald. Thank you for tuning in today. A little Walking on Sunshine there. Originally done by Katrina and the Waves. Awesome song. I remember that during my youth, but we're not talking about my youth today. We are talking Urban Terror. We do have the Urban Radio server up if you want to play. It's wide open, 64.180.91.203. So get your ass in there. That means you, Don Don. Get your ass in there. We also have the Urban email contest going on. If you have a rant, rave, whatever you want to shout out, feel free to send me an email, oswald@planetquake.com. If it's good enough, it could win you an Urban Terror t-shirt. One thing that just came to mind here that I remember from last night, thanks to a Lethal Enforcer here at TSN. And Twin Duck, if you were here 2 weeks ago, we had a European server again, thanks to Paul and Thunder over at Thunder's Playpen. So this week, it's another North American server. So play and lag and have fun, right? That's right. Lethal Enforcer was able to merge one of our shoutcasts with one of our demos. I believe it was on Docs, and I believe it was Pain Incorporated and ICU, if I remember right. It's it's kind of a huge file. It's 40 megabytes for 6 minutes of action. It looks like if we're going to want to do this in some format that works a little bit easier, then it looks like Silicon Ice will have to code something in to enable MP3s. But I have not checked it out yet. I was able to download the 40 megabytes today. Once I do, I'll check it out. And if it looks like it's something worthwhile, I will post it and give you all a link if you want to check out what they call a demo cast, where you can actually see and hear all the action simultaneously brought to you by myself. It's actually from my perspective, so I was in a third-person, free-floating perspective going around, so you're going to see the names of everybody, the little tags over their head, and it's pretty cool. I'll have to check it out and see how it goes, and I'll make a comment on that later on tonight in the forums. For those who do not know, maybe you don't clan, maybe you don't want to clan, but I am the Urban Terror lead over at TSN, along with the hats I wear for Silicon Ice, and I'm basically in charge of setting up the shoutcast for the Urban Terror matches. Currently, there are four casters, including myself. We have Jeff T., Whispers, and Van Silly, who was just brought on board here a couple weeks ago now. We continue to work with the admins from the OGL, from Stronger Than All, and actually Cal and Clan Base, in order to bring you the best coverage here on TSN. This past week, thanks to Spawn and Maximus, we were able to help kick off the Nations Cup over at Clan Base by shoutcasting Portugal versus Poland. Hopefully, we can get some more shoutcasting done with these guys, as I think everybody had a good time. There was an excellent turnout by those over in Europe listening to the shoutcast. So if you're from Europe and in the Nations Cup, feel free to kick Spawn around, kick Lord around, or kick your admin around, and say you want your match shoutcasted, and we'll do what we can to get it on right here on TSN. As for the Open Cup, I believe they want to wait until we get into the playoffs, so that's basically their call. But the Nations Cup, it was a pretty cool match. Good time shoutcasting Portugal and Poland, and hopefully we'll have some more action from Europe. Things are sort of beginning to heat up over in the Stronger Than All League in both the Flags and Frags division. Unfortunately, this past week, there was a last-minute change in plans, and TSN was not able to shoutcast the Legend versus Genesis match in the Frags division, but we did see ICU take down Pain Incorporated on Docs 10-4. We will try to attempt a doubleheader on Sunday, one match from each division in the Flags side of the board here. One from the east, one from the west. It's going to take a little work on my part if we want this to go off, but I think it'd be a little bit better to get two casts in on a Sunday. You guys can tune in and check that out. And if not, we'll at least have one match. Which one? Haven't chosen yet. We'll choose that tonight. As far as the ranks of the unbeaten, they are falling in the Flags division, as would seem to be the case. ICU remains unbeaten, as I said, after defeating Pain Incorporated, who seems to be a TSN favorite here for some reason. I'm not sure why. I think I've casted Pain Incorporated now like four or five times, and they continue to kick some ass, and unfortunately I think they got their ass kicked a couple days ago. Anyway, getting back to what I was talking about, I do like the guys from Pain Incorporated. Good bunch of gamers, and I'm sure we will see them in the playoffs. One sort of surprise, I guess, would be the Shaven Ape Brigade, SAB, continues to hang out at the top of the West Division at 2-0 after defeating Clan Pit. Well, actually, you know what? They take on Clan Pit this Sunday. So, sorry. Going through Pound Urban Tear here to see who's getting kicked. Nobody's getting picked. Oh, and please do not spam the relay links. Duke, do not spam the relay links. That is cause for kick. Thank you very much. What else do we have over on Stay? Over in the Flag East Division, three clans are still unbeaten. Silicon Soldiers, Enigma, and Unified are all 3-0. Some very close matches last Sunday as Forbidden Ninja came up just too short against Clan Fear, 7-5, while Unified defeated Rogue 9-6 to stay on top at 3-0. This week's schedule, destined to bring some competitive matches with Rogue taking on Black Ops Squadron, Fear battling Enigma for the East, and over in the West we see ICU taking on Silent Strike and Lick, another one of my favorites, going up against EMS and CUDA looking to take down Balls Deep. And Silicon Ice would also like to give a welcome and a shout-out to Clan G. That's Clan Genocide. I guess they came over from Quake 3 Fortress and said they're ready to kick some ass over on the CTF side of the Stronger Than All League. So give them a wide awakening here over on the Stronger Than All League ladder. Checking out the Flags East Division. Oh, we already did that. Sorry. checking out the Stay, the Stronger Than All of Frags League. Doggus and DSP are both undefeated at 3-0. And over in the West, there's currently a four-way tie atop the East with Unified Knox, SJK, and newcomers Night Stalker, who are currently 1-0. In last week's action, we did see ICU defeat Infinity 30-26 to go 2-1, to go 2-2-1. Doggus rolled over Silent Strike 48-6 in a match I'm glad I did not shoutcast. Even if we wanted to see that teabagger Sweet Nuts try to play Urban Tear. Actually, the teabagger is Basilisk, but you know what? Don't tell him that. What else did we have? Oh, let's see. Clan Fear was nearly defeated by Clan Pit, but they hung on to win by 3, 26-23, and in a close one, Knox against Rogue 23-21, while Sis handled HH 27-22. So I don't know who's into the clan stuff, who's into the state league. I'm sure if you're from Europe, you're like, yeah, you know what, we really don't give a shit about this. Well, sorry, I do, and you get it. We'll hit clan base here in just a few minutes, and then you guys can say, you know what, I don't care about that state stuff. So looking to have some good battles this week, as I said, as I check out the Stronger Than All League rankings right now. Like I said, some surprises. I don't think anybody imagined Shaven Ape Brigade to be up on top of the West here in the Flags Division with a 2-0 record. But maybe they haven't been challenged yet. I'm sure they will get a challenge from Clan Pit this week. Another one of my favorites who I hope will stay atop the West Division is Clan CUDA. Good gamers, good guys, and hopefully I can go out to Philadelphia, have some cheesesteak, and go fire an AR-15 in Washington, D.C. No, not really. I'm just kidding. Over in the East, not too surprising. Rogue, Enema, Unified, all 3-0. Actually, all atop. I mean, Rogue is 2-1, but the other two are 3-0. Urban Ranger, 1-2. I thought they may have a little bit better of a showing. We'll have to see how that goes, but some good stuff going on over in the Stronger Than All Division. Some of the other matchups this weekend that we are going to try to bring to you, as I said, we are going to try to do a doubleheader from the Stay League this week. Possibly SAB and Pitt, maybe BD and CUDA. Fear and Enigma is a good match over in the East as they're on Rama with a 12-second respawn. And Rogue and Black Ops Squadron. So there's a couple good games this week over on the Flags side of things. As for the Frags Division, which, as I said, we missed last week, unfortunately, We have Fear Taken on Dog. If you've never played, if you've never listened to Clan Fear, popping heads easy and reliably. They are a clan from Portugal, I believe. And it's actually the cast is able to cast them this week as they took on Pain Incorporated, a little CTF action over on the OGL. Genesis and DSP will be a good match as usual. ICU should walk all over Sex. I think a battle for last place here. Evo and 30 plus, if I remember right. Yeah, they're both 0-3, so somebody's going to get their first win of the year here in week 4. Fear Taken on Black Ops Squadron should be a good one. I think Fear is still reeling just a little bit, but don't count them out just yet. HR and Pit go at it. Forbidden Ninja and HH, and probably in a wide-open match here, Rogue is going to hammer MI5. So that's your Stay League picture for the week. For more information, you can head over to the Clan Forum as Dracostian and Cardi each and every week bring you some information about the Stronger Than All League. They give predictions, talk a little bit about what's coming up in the current week. So check that out. I'm actually on that page right now, and slow to come up. Here it comes. And it looks like they have some CTF predictions up for week 4. I'm clicking on it. Let me see what they say here over at challenge.us.com. In the East Division, let's see. They're showing Unified over ARS 2-0. Fear 2-0 over Enigma, which is kind of surprising. I think Enigma is going to be able to hold their own and actually take down Fear 2-1. But what do I know? I'm only a shoutcaster, right? Let's see what else they have chosen here. Sis over Desrat, nah, okay. AI over FN, BD over CUDA, no. That's a big mistake. CUDA over BD, 2-0. Lick over EMS, ICU over SS, 100 first over Pi. Wow, what's wrong with Pi? Pain Incorporated. Let's see what it says here. 101st surprised me last week by beating CUDA, and Pi surprised me last week by losing to ICU. Well, you know what? ICU is a pretty good team. I know they've been out of the competition here for just a bit, but they were able to play a good game last week. Pi, Pain Incorporated, just off their game, but I think Pi will come back and defeat the 101st in a tight one, 2-0. And I see SAB is chosen over Pitt, which, again, another surprise. I don't think SAB has been tested yet by a good clan, and we do know Clan Pit is one of the old reliable clans here. Somebody said that maybe they're not so good because they have so many people, and all those people are not really dedicated to one game mode. I just repeat what I hear. I did not say that. Barbecue's a great guy. Clan Pit, bunch of great guys there except for Slayer. So take that as it may. I still think Pit will take down SAB, and Fear, of course, knocking out the Sex. That's it for the Stay League. I'm done there. I'm going to step away. When we come back, we will hit the OGL right here on TSN.
You're listening to TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
You're listening to TSN on
TSN. If you had speakeasy, you'd be there now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the community of angels, I'd like to share a little something we've done. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let us receive a king. Let every heart prepare his room. And heaven and nature sing. World with tooth and nail, and makes us follow him. They can't tell us why, they just fall in line. And he shall rule the world, and he shall rule the world, and he shall rule the world. He was the world, I said that before, and now I think I'm done. I can't remember anymore of this crazy song. But hey, it's Christmas time. But hell, it's Christmas time. And hey, hey.
And now, a f***ing public service announcement from f***ing TSN. Sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a shoutcaster to drop occasional F-bomb, or two, or five. To put it another way, if you are offended by pussy bitch, or ass, damn motherfucking stupid or f***ing bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
Is a gaming community website maintained by a dedicated staff of volunteer gamers. Founded in 1997, the OGL has grown to become the world's largest action game competition website. The OGL has served more than 500,000 gamers since its inception and continues to grow at a phenomenal rate. With ladders available for virtually every type of online competitive game in existence, the OGL has something for everyone and draws the best players each game has to offer. Come join the ladder that matters and see if you have what it takes to be number one at www.worldogl.com.
And with that said, we are moving over into the OGL League now. The Online Gaming League is, we just finished up the Stronger Than All League information. Looking at the OGL here, which we seem to cast predominantly over here on TSN, we were able to bring you some matches earlier this week. You did see Clan Pistola hang on to the number two rung as they defeated Fear US 1-0 and 3-1 on Rommel and Paradise. Good matches there. One strange thing I found out about Pistola that I never knew, they only use pistols. They only use Desert Eagles, Berettas, and hand grenades and knives. So they were able to hold their own against Fear, and they won. It's kind of cool. So if we look at the CTF Open ladder, we see Pain Incorporated on top here, 17-4, currently on a three-game winning streak. And it looks like they are going to be challenged here by Pistola on the 12th of December. That's next week. And I believe I already have that on the schedule here to shoutcast. That is next Thursday. And I guarantee you we will be bringing that to you live right here on TSN starting at 11 p.m. Eastern time. So check that out. Should be a very good match. Pain Incorporated at 17-4, taking on the Challenger Clan at Pistola at 5-0. Clan AI defeated Urban Ranger. It looks like here. So AI retains the number three rung. Some of the other matches coming up here. It looks like Fear US is going to be taking on DNA for the number four rung. Pit and Wild Cards will be playing. Who else? Let's move over to CTF here. That was a CTF. Sorry. Trying to run down some of the OGL action here. Of course, I really didn't get to this last night like I wanted to. Oh, that was OGL CTF action. My bad. Let's go to the Open League. It's about all we cover here, it seems. OGL action. Oh, let's see. Black Ops Squadron hung on to the number five rung against the TNT Misfits. Pitt was able to take away the number 19 rung from Giga. Quick shout out to Straight Jacket over on the Giga Squad. NMX, a Nightmare, Criminy, and those guys. They were able to hang on to the number 8 rung as they took down Desert Rats and Infinity, or Infinity Front, however they're known this week. Did take the number 2 rung away from Dynamite in a match that we wanted to cast, but you know what? Just couldn't get to it. So looking at the ladder here for the Team Open, Clan Fear, who is still suspended by the admin, is still on top. Infinity Front, currently number two. Dynamite dropped to number three here. It looks like they're going to have a match with Easy Company set up for the 10th of December. And we will bring you all that action right here on TSN. Another match that you can guarantee we will be covering, Carnage Cowboys being challenged by Clan Doggus. That's set for the 11th, and that's going to be shoutcasted by Jeff T. I can guarantee you that right now. So a lot of action up high here on the Team Open ladder. As I said, tonight we will be bringing you Follow the Leader action, as we will feature Clock Powered defending the number 5 rung from the Forbidden Ninjas. So, if you've never listened to Follow the Leader, never played it, then I suggest you actually tune in tonight and listen to it. A lot of fun. Very fast action, and you know what? It not always come down to who is the last man standing. Going to be some good maps, too. Rommel, Casa, and Uptown. Hopefully we get to the third one, because Uptown's awesome to play for Follow the Leader. It's an easy scoring system, a 5-3-1 scoring system. 5 points if your leader touches the opposing team's flag. 3 points if you kill the entire... If you kill the other team with your leader still remaining, and 1 point if you win a round and your leader is dead. So tune in there. Action's going to be right here on TSNCentral.com. It's going to be over on Server 2. And the pregame show will start just about, looks like 8:45 Eastern, I would guess. And then coming up on Saturday, Jeff T and maybe myself are going to be bringing you the number one ranked Urban Ranger defending their position against the number three clan, Desert Rat. Checking out the maps here, they will be playing on. Going to be on Abbey, Rommel, and Streets. So Abbey's another map that very fast-paced, not only for Follow the Leader, but for CTF and Team Survivor. So check out all that action right here on TSN, as we have your OGL action all on TSN every night. Is we usually cast about 5 nights a week. And good time for it. Going to step away, come back, do some clan-based action, and then talk a little about Beta 2.6 and see where we go from there. Remember, we do have the email contest going. And I don't know, you guys are going to have to do a little bit better. As Kyle23@yahoo.com spams me. Actually, he didn't. Some worthless piece of junk mail. So if you want to get in, the free T-shirt is still up for grabs. Get your email fired off to Oswald@planetquake.com. We'll be right back here on TSN.
Lots of the sex.
I love it.
thanks.
Anytime.
Log on to www.tsncentral.com for as much hummina hummina hoo-ha bow wow awooga as you can possibly handle. The Teen Sportscast Network. We call the shots.
Watch where you're shooting.
Whoa. Sorry.
You're dialed in to Quake 3 Urban Terrors Urban Radio with your host, Oswald. Right here on the number one station for online gaming, TSN.
That's right, we're back right here on TSN with Urban Radio this week. I am Oswald, your host. As I don't think anybody else has helped host the show before. I know we've had Blade Killer on here once, Mungo's in on another time. And we are looking to get things kicked up a notch here. We will hopefully be accepting some form of calls very shortly. So some of you who think you know more than myself can feel free to dial in and let me know what you think. Good luck. With that said, coming up tonight on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network, we do have some Quake 3 action. Daler taking on Rat, little Quake 3 DM. The Loser's Bracket, that'll be brought to you by DJ Wheat. Coming up at 9 p.m. Eastern, as I said, Clock Power taking on Forbidden Ninja, little Fall of the Leader action, and Wolf NS playing Yubin Roxard, little NS, I don't even know what game that is, Exhibition, NS. Navy SEALs maybe? I don't know. Sorry. I guess it doesn't matter if it's Navy SEALs, does it? Oh, I didn't say that. Actually, I did say that. The Urban Radio server is up for your enjoyment, 64.180.91.203. Currently playing at Twin Lakes 2. We'll stop into there just a bit later. And I see Spawn wants to be a co-host. That would be interesting, wouldn't it? 2.6. What do you want to know about 2.6 except for when are we getting the new patch? Well, the new patch, as I said, is still under development here. And in all honesty, Density's been a little bit busy here with real life, so not much has gone on in the past few days. Yeah, sorry, we don't work on this every day, every hour, every waking moment. Density does have to sleep and dream about Sarah Michelle Gellar. So cut him a little bit of slack here as he and 27 are doing the best they can. As I said last week, I believe it was, we are still working on some server crashes, still receiving emails, more or less on a, I don't know, not a daily basis any longer, but from some of the admins out there who are running the test patch for us, that they are still getting crashes, which is a good thing and is not a good thing. The good thing is that it is the error that we are trying to fix, which I believe is still the think error for those admins out there who continue to get that error. That is what we are still working on. Please, please do not email me asking me for the patch. I probably received 50 emails this week from admins saying, I want the patch, I want the patch. Well, you know what? It's not going to happen. We are keeping the patch within a very small and select group of server admins for reasons that we do not need to go into. But once this patch is finished and tested, which is exactly what we're doing right now, it will be compiled, then it will be distributed as a 2.something, 2.65, 2.7. I don't know what we're going to call it. It's really immaterial what it's called. But that patch is also going to feature some fixes for some of the issues that are currently plaguing the 2.6 gamers. Do we need to go into those? I'm sure anybody who plays right now can think of a few things that are a bit problematic. Need we say the SPAS 12? Yes, that is a problem. Yes, it's going to be changed. It is too strong of a weapon, so that's either going to call for a smaller radius of damage or a little bit of a reduction on the power of the SPAS 12. Those are just two of the ideas that we have been presented with. The other thing, the high explosive grenades, and I saw it somewhere on here that, it was on the general forums, that's where it was. Somebody was giving us like a list of things. Well, here's what you can change on the HE grenades. No, that's not what we're going to change. Here it is. HE grenades in Urban Terror. So I'm reading 27's post in the 2.6 thread about 2.3. Do you have all that? Big numbers, 2.7, 2.6, and a 2.3. He says a lot came up about the grenades, so I decided that I would list all the problems in that topic so we could devote a separate thread to the grenades themselves, basically because they are a problem. Actually, no, they are not a problem. They work just fine. Some of the things he came up as being a problem: instant arm grenades causing spam that is combined with shaking causes camping at the beginning of the round. Okay. If you say so, I have not seen anybody camping at their spawn point because of the instant arm grenades. But, hey, what do I know? I only help develop the mod. Some of the other suggestions: take away the instant arm. Nades take less skill. No, the instant arm is going to stay. We like that feature. It is something that works to your advantage. Only get one grenade. That's been brought up. I know Crazy Butcher's all for one grenade, but one grenade does not do very much. We are going to continue to give gamers two grenades. Crouching nerfs HE damage. Same reasons that it was removed in 2-3. Well, if you crouch, you do take less damage. You just won't you won't always survive if you are down on health. But if you want to crouch, feel free to. You may not survive, but you'll take a little bit less damage. And one of the things that we are seriously looking at here: lower the shaking effect and decrease the shake radius. Well, again, the only real problem gamers are having right now with the grenades is the shaking effect. Yeah, see, I'm with you, Spawn. Don't touch the HE. Exactly. The only thing that right now we're seriously looking at tweaking, and it's going to be a minor change, is the strength of the shaking. Everything else is fine. I have not seen... Okay, so there's a lot of kills. Watching some of these clan matches, there are a lot of kills with hand grenades. Does it take skill? Yeah, I think to some degree it does take skill. I don't think it's as bad as Ark is making it out to sound here or some of these other people. As I continue scrolling on down the thread here. See, and he actually combats something I said. I said continue to come up with ideas is not going to actually solve anything. We are aware there is an issue or two at hand that's already going to be resolved in the next patch. It is only a minor adjustment, and of course he disagrees, which, what else is new? Why not disagree at the forum, Nazi? Thank you, Thread Closed Drive Through. It is a minor problem. The power is fine. The instant arm is fine. The 2.5 seconds on the activating the grenade is fine. The only thing that is high right now is the shaking, and that's all that's going to be addressed here in the patch. If you don't like it, tough, that's what we're doing. What else do we want to talk about here? Bots? Do we even need to bring up bots again? I don't think so. Because that leads right into Punkbuster here, and... Yeah, Punkbuster, well, gamers, for some reason, still continue to have issues with Punkbuster. I still don't see how or why, but many this week seem to have issues with the client unknown to authorize error. We've seen that quite a bit this week, unlike previous weeks where we've seen other issues at hand. This week, it is the client unknown to auth error. I know we do have a fix in the Urban Terror Manual. It may not work for some, but that was the information that I was told that could fix that problem. And actually, it's not even a Punkbuster error, and some people are so out of line when they think everything is related to Punkbuster. It's not. This is an issue with the authentication server, so have to work your way through it. There is some fixes here, as I'm looking at one right now. A little bit long to read here. And actually, it's an email from Activision's technical support. So don't think you're going to get much help from a support geek, are you? Probably not, but there is a comment that says, if there is a slim chance you bought the game online or from a second-hand shop, the CD key, well, may not be authentic. No, really? Why would people do that? I can't see people copying games. We have reports of people who bought games online or secondhand, and they turned out to be illegal copies. Oh, my God, that's a travesty. So, if you have an issue with your CD key, good luck. That's all I got to say. Mine works, has been working, and always will keep working. Oh, let's go back to the 2.6 forum. Let's see what are some of the other hot issues. Aiming in 2.6. Let's see what Crazy Butcher had to say about aiming in a beta 2.6. Aiming is a little bit better. Big words being used there by Crazy Butcher, dealing with interpolation and smooth clients and, you know, stuff that I really don't want to get into because I don't know it well enough. But, my God, some of these threads, you would think people start them just to argue. Oz, the sky is red. No, it's not. It's blue. No, really, it's red. Can you guys fix that? Please. Please. I don't know. I'm looking at some of these comments, and granted, they are a week and a half, 2 weeks old, almost a month old. Wow. So, pretty much a dead issue there. I know gamers continue to have issues with how did Sid miss all these bugs in 2.6? Where's your quality assurance team? Why are they there? Didn't they do anything? Yes to all those. Yes, we had hundreds of hours of testing. Yes, we do know that you could do better. That doesn't mean, no, you won't have a chance to, but yes, we do know you could do better, but you're not going to get that chance. We are more than happy with our quality assurance team and the work they do. The issue is not with them. The issue is directly with the development team. So any issues that anyone wants to bring up, again, please address them to oswald@urbanterror.net, and they will be dealt with. But continuing to bitch and complain about the quality assurance guys and the lack of work they did is really unfair. There's really only two groups of people who know what went on in the last development cycle. That is Silicon Ice and the QA team. Everybody else has no clue. So open mouth, insert foot, and actually think before you engage your mouth into something that you may not know about. And of course, that's not directed at any one person. Well, maybe it is, but I don't think they're on today, so just gets a little frustrating to continue hearing that same incorrect statement over and over and over. And no, Don, I'm not going to go to the knife thread because I'm sure you commented on it, and I don't feel like answering it. What else? There really hasn't been too many issues. Most of the issues, as I said, are already out on the table, as I adjust my mic here, are already out on the table. There's really nothing we're trying to hide at this point. Excuse me, again. Nothing we're trying to hide. Most of the issues, as I said, are posted on the Urban Terror website. There is a bug list, urbanterror.net/buglist.txt. Currently, I think there is, 60-some issues on there. Some are real issues. Other ones are issues that we'll actually have to look into before we lay claim to that or not. And, if you guys want to hop on the Urban Radio server, 64.180.91.203, there's plenty of room, but nobody seems to be playing today. So get your ass over there, get on the server, and play. Please. Just kidding. No, I'm not. Get on the server now. Next 8 people on the server get T-shirts. How's that? No way. I'm not going to make that deal. You guys can't even send emails that are worthwhile. So looks like the Urban Radio shirt will stay with me this week, unfortunately. Sorry about that. My shirt. Oh, what else do we have? What else do we have for you here on 2.6? When is it going to be released? That's one that we always get, and that's something that, you know, we've never heard. Wow, when is it going to be released? Well, it's actually going to be released when it's done, and when is that? You know, and I actually heard somebody said, well, 27 lied. He said it was going to be 2 weeks after we were done. Well, that's a ballpark guess, and you know what? It's not ready yet. We have not finished solving all the server issues, which right now are a little bit more important than some of the client issues, because the game is more than playable as is. Yes, there are some issues, as I've already addressed, the spas, the hand grenades, and a couple other minor issues. But for the most part, you can play, and it plays well. Once the server issues are addressed, we'll have a better idea as to how much longer we will be spending on the 2.6 patch, which shouldn't actually be that long. As I said, it's most of the minor things have already been done in terms of fixing issues in 2.6. So I'll step away here, play some more tunes, and when we come back, I'll see what else I have to talk about here. As I forgot what I was going to say. So anyways, we'll be right back here on Urban Radio. I'm Oswald, right here on TSN.
The things I enjoy most about listening to the TSN would be the smooth and mellow tunes played during TSN's prime time.
Out of the way, Grandpa.
Dropping the drink, this is not good. Chain gun fire, now check it out. Here comes this. Oh, man, wow, good maneuvering there, mid-air.
OMFG, TSN, Psy, f***ing Fleet.
Booyah, Grandma. Booyah. TSN, the Team Sportscast Network.
Yes!
www.tsncentral.com.
Show me how you do that trick. The one that makes me scream, she said. The one that makes me laugh, she said. And threw her arms around my neck. Show me how you do it, and I'll promise that I'll run away with you. I'll run away with you. Sitting on that dizzy edge, I kissed her face and kissed her neck. I dreamed of all the different ways I had to make her glow. Why are you so far away, Dad? Or won't you ever know that I'm in love with you? That I'm in love with you.
I got my first real sex thing, bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Till we quit, till we got married. I should have known we'd never get far. Oh, when I look back now, the summer seems to last forever. And if I have the choice, yeah, if there was one, I'd be there. Days of my life. Ain't no use in complaining when you got a job to do. Playing this out at the drive-in.
No more than you.
Standing on your daddy's voice. You told me that you wait forever. Oh, and you held my hand. I knew that it was now or never. Those were the best days of my life. Summer at 69. We were killing time, we were young and restless, we needed to unwind. I guess nothing could last forever, forever now. And now times are changing. Let's look at everything that's come and gone. Sometimes when I play a little sex thing, think about you when what went wrong. Standing on your daddy's porch, you told me that you'd wait forever. Holding you on my hand, I knew that it was now or never. Those were the best days of my life. Back in the summer of 69. Back in the summer of 69.
And welcome back to TSN right here. We are on Urban Radio. I am your Master of Ceremonies this afternoon, Oswald, taking you into the early evening hour. We're going to be bringing you some Urban Terror Father Leader action over on the OGL ladder. Urban Radio server still up, and if you haven't played it yet, we are playing Turnpike, one of the new maps here for Beta 2.6. As we drop into the map here, a little CTF action going on just on the backside in the parking lot near the blue flag. As we see Andro cap the flag, we have Lagged and Step coming up the alleyway here. Looking to make a run at that flag. Oh, they go right past Ashoka, taken out. Happy Pants comes around on defense. He puts a cap in the ass of Lagged and returns the flag. Happy Pants does not even see him coming up from behind, but Spike is able to take down Ashoka. And then Happy Pants does that dance, taking down a Spike. That's a little bit of what shoutcasting is. If you haven't heard it, then I suggest you tune in tonight. Starting about 8:45 Eastern time, as we will be bringing you clock-powered taking on Forbidden Ninja, number 5 run over on the OGL. It's a good time, and to be honest with you, Father Leader is probably the best game mode to shoutcast. As much as I love CTF, so we'll drop out of there here. Still looking... Well, I don't want to read that. Some of these emails this week are pretty weak, I gotta say. You guys had better... The first week you did this, the second week we've done this, you guys have been just horrible. Horrible. And we're giving away free stuff, too. That's what kills me. You guys who don't want to pay for anything, free, F-R-E-E, free. That means you don't even pay for shipping and handling. I will pay that for you. Oh, that link, if you didn't see it there, was actually just given to me here by the German, the Crazy Butcher. Jawohl. Right, Crazy Butcher? He hates it when I do that. He says, Urban Terror is on TV. German Games Magazine broadcaster was doing a rundown on Quake 3 mods lately. Wonder why, as it's banned here in Germany, but oh, who cares, he says. I can't see it because I don't have cable. The magazine is a true PR machine, so they create lots and lots of hype and such for games. You think they'd hire me then? I can do that. Very good. He says, so it should be good for us. He says, we got high marks by them, and here's the link. Sorry, you're going to have to know German, as I don't know any German any longer. You can send me an email at oswald@planetquake.com. And I don't want just any email. That Crazy Butcher said we got some good marks, and he laughs and says we blew away another Quake 3 mod that will remain nameless. 4 letters. Across. I think you can draw your own conclusions as to who that probably was. Let's see. Some shout-outs here from Angel Triad. He says, give a huge shout-out to Triad, the Mercenaries, NLC, and 625, the OGL 2v2 champions who are defending their number one rung this Saturday against Insane Easy Company. He says, all of us in Clan Triad are very proud of him. Yep, we have shoutcasted them one time before. Unfortunately, Dragone had to step in and try to play. And well, Dragone, I like you. You're a great mapper, but you know what? Oof, 625 will own you. With that said, the Mercenary guys are very good when it comes to 2-on-2. Unfortunately, I hate the map they select every time. They always, always select Proving Grounds 2, the day version. Oh, terrible. Just very, very, well, terrible. From Grimm's Rudd, he says, there's another explanation why CD keys get leaked. People use peer-to-peer programs and share their Q3UT directory so everyone can download your key. Programs like Kazaa, Direct Connect, eDonkey, and stuff, do not share their game directory. So wouldn't that be wares? And we don't wares, do we? No, we don't. And Don, I did not say Proving Ground sucks. Just walk through there and try shoutcasting a match on it. Feel free to send me the demo. Let me see how good it is. So I see Monomer actually ran this through the Google Translator here. So this is a translation of that German review of Urban Terror. The so-called, quote, total conversion Urban Terror touches down on the high-performance Quake 3 engine and needs also the full version of the software in order to run perfectly. After that, you scarcely 240. Oh, my God, this translator is terrible. Yeah. You download 240 megabyte file. We got that. Six different play modes. One can measure with the opponents online or in the local network. I would like to briefly make positive mention at the edge that there is a potent and high-performance Linux server version which runs naturally dedicated to the PC, Mac, So this is basically telling us nothing we already knew about the game. They talk about all the game modes. So, how does Urban Terror play itself? It doesn't. You need gamers. Ah! I made a joke. Similarly as Counter-Strike, however, with the speed one is used to, which from plays... Oh, yeah. Yeah, I sound like I'm a quality shoutcaster here. I'm just reading what it says. Thus around some faster than CS. This one, however, substantially less time to adjust itself. Basically, it says it plays faster than Counter-Strike. Really? I would have never have guessed that. What else? Weapons and items in Urban Terror. We know about those. How do the maps look? In order to be able to catch up with your impression of the game, you should check out the screenshots or the mod Urban Terror, even worthwhile ourselves. Take some... My God, somebody email me some real words here so I can understand what they're talking about. Thank you to the young and girls, from the community who recommended this mod to me based on the Quake 3 engine. Urban Terror succeeded from the beginning to the end and ensures for numerous motivating hours of gameplay. The free mod bound me from the outset, just as at the time Counter-Strike. Okay, however, I want to stress again that it does not grabbing themselves the water. What? The mod pulls you to in. Oh my God. Basically, they like the mod. We'll leave it at that. That was pretty butchered. As Sweetness, I think, is agreeing with me here, saying that didn't translate too well. No, it did not, and that's why we are moving on. Oh, and another correction here. Angel from Clan Triad is a female, not a male. My bad. Thank you, Angel, for your shout-out. And I remember you're a she and not a he. From Sir Redemption, he says, off the subject, just wondering if Urban Terror will or would ever change over to making a retail game such as Camper Strike to basically move out of beta stage. Yes, we are already planning on getting out of beta stage. Will it be sold? Most likely, no. It's something we don't have much control over. That would basically come from id Software. As I said, we were approached back in 2001 at QuakeCon by Robert Duffy. This was before the gold pack came out, and they were actually going to release a couple mods in there, one being Urban Terror. And unfortunately, things fell through, and that never happened, which is probably good. I mean, seriously, if you guys had a mod, say you were in my position here, and you're at QuakeCon talking to Robert Duffy, he comes up and says, hey, we'd like to make your mod retail. What do you say? Sorry, Robert. You know what? We don't want to go retail. We just want to leave it as a mod. But thanks for the offer. Do you say no to id Software? It's sort of a precarious position, but we were fortunate enough that we actually didn't have to make that decision, that it was sort of made for us, and in the fact that the mods did not get put into the gold pack. So right now, I would say no. I would not expect to see Urban Terror in the retail sector. Quick shout out to my homie back in Philly, Cheesesteak Doom. That's MF Doom. Shout out to him and Captain Porno for his undying friendship and his propensity to remind him to unplug the toaster when he is drunk, which is a good thing, because if he didn't, they both have problems. Looking to go out there and hang with Doom and Porno and a giant black dude. And who is that? I think it's G from FSK 405. I'm trying to get out there and actually get out to the shooting range there and go shoot some big guns with these guys. Should be a good time. Oh, yes, and we see Gold Reaver again popping off here. Says, sucks that you banned me. You know what, Gold Reaver? I don't think I banned you. You banned yourself. So back off. Trying to see here who banned the Gold Reaver. And, dude, who knows who banned you? It wasn't me. So, this is another question. When will we be moving all the hit detection bugs I've been moaning about all the time? Punkbuster sucks. Unfair. They had 2.6 release in their hands. They knew what it was. I know. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? STFU. You bring absolutely nothing to the table in that. What else? What else? Not too many shout-outs today. Let's see. Let's go to the emails here, and we have. Hey, we have a full server there playing Turnpike. Great. I asked for a rant. What do I get? I get a bug find. Please. That does not count for anything. I'm sorry. You are not the winner. Oh, I gotta step away. I'm flaming here. I think I'm out of things to say. We'll be right back here on Urban Radio.
Let's put the song into perspective just so you guys can understand where I'm coming from when I sing this. It's that the woman is the hunted, the animal. And when I catch her, being
the woman,
predator, the hunter, I'm going to kill her. Maybe not kill her, but you know you know what I mean.
We're going to really kill her!
A bit of hot nookie, huh? A little bit of
nookie.
Pinch and squeal, whatever. You know, however it goes. We're animals, right? We're out of control. We're fierce. Animals.
Rawr.
Crazy. Urgh. That's what I'm saying.
Amen, brother.
Let's do this song.
Yeah, let's do it.
night is a wire. Steam in the subway and the earth is a fire. Oh, yeah. Woman, you want me, so give me a sign. I'll do my eat 'em just a moment. Dehyde. And it's too close to hide. I'll be upon you on the moon. Oh, yeah. High blood coming on your skin, it's so tight. I feel my heat in just a moment. Oh, yeah. Oh, right now. We touch the big ground. I'm on a hunt. I'm after you. Smell like a sound. I'm lost in a crowd. And I'm hungry like the wolf.
Yeah, Mungo Zen bringing this.
Was that too much?
No, it was not too much. Thanks, bro.
Know.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Mungo Zen spinning the best punk cover tunes right here on Urban Radio on TSN, the Team Sportscast Network. And you know what? I don't have much else to say today. It's been a very short show today. Yes, I know. Like I said, I really wasn't too prepared here. Hasn't been much going on in the community recently. Everybody basically waiting in anticipation for the new patch. Clans are in full swing, so as I said, it sort of kicks ass to shoutcast matches every night of the week. And Spawn, get off your ass and get me some matches for Clan Base. It's coming. This 55-second lag is funny. He says something, and I already give him the shout-out. Oh, that's got to hurt. You know, one thing I forgot to do, and I don't want to shortchange the Europeans here, is check out the Nations Cup over in Clan Base. As I said, we did shoutcast Portugal-Poland last week. Looks like the Germans are currently 1-0 and probably one of the favorites to take the Nations Cup, I would have to think. Some good clans over there, such as the Zulis, Clan DD, which our own Crazy Butcher is in. No, I am not a Crip. This is a black do-rag, dude. It's not blue, it's not red, it's black. That's over in Group A. We see Germany and the UK both 1-0. Over in Group B, Portugal's still the only unbeaten at 1-0. Looking like they're going to take on, who is that, Slovenia? S-L-O? Who's currently 0-1, so I would suspect Portugal are going to go up 2-0 here in Group B. Checking out Group C Nations Cup action. Denmark, the Danes, coming on strong. They've won two matches. And coming up this week for them, they take on Sweden. Spawn, get me that match. Denmark, Sweden, battle of unbeatens for Group C, okay? You heard it right here on Urban Radio. I want to shoutcast that match. Denmark and Sweden. Battle of the Scandinavian Powerhouses is my country, Finland, is 0-2. Damn them. I think they need me. And finally, over in Group D, it looks like France, we surrender, is currently 1-0. Netherlands, 1-0, and Austria, 1-1. So, good action. As I said, had a great time shoutcasting that. And Spawn, give me that match. Quickly running over to the Open Cup. Quickly running over the Open Cup here. Come on. Quakey Urban Terror Open Cup action. That says 64 teams vying to knock off IQS as they are returning champions from last year as they were able to defeat Clan UP. The, I forgot their call. The Pedestrians. The Useless Pedestrians, that's it. And Barbecue, yes, I do see your private message. I'll get to it in just a minute there, Mr. Hot Wang Thang. Checking out IQS here. As I said, returning champs from last year. They're currently 1-0, and looks like they walked in their first match here, 22-9. Really no contest. I believe they played Gods, if I remember right. No, maybe not. I don't remember. I'm looking. No, they didn't. GMPO is who they played. Don't know many of the clans over in Europe, I gotta say. Sorry about that. Just checking out some of the winners here. H&K for Sweden, 2-0. Divine from Germany, 2-0. Who else? House of Valhalla, a perennial favorite. They placed third in the Spring Cup. They have yet to play a match. But looks like they'll be taking on Avalanche this week, and what's bound to be a good match, we hope. So that's a little coverage here from Clan Base. Yeah, I know it's not much, but it's more than we had last week, isn't it? Shout out here. The unregistered user would like to give a shout out to Uranus. So Uranus, there you go. He is listening, the unregistered user. He says he likes your signature, too. is this fun or what? Running through some other, what's that? That's cool. Running through some other private messages here before we get out for the next couple of hours before coming back for a little follow the leader action. Hixus says, can you give a shout-out, Pimpage, to Clan UOF? He says, we're looking for some scrims over the weekend. New clan, old faces, pound U0F on Enter the Game. HV just took down DW, I'm being told by Spawn. Oh, what else do we have here? Looks like Portugal wants to have another shoutcast for their next match, so we'll see what we can do about that. I'm not going to say that about Felicity. We like Felicity and are not going to talk about her bosom on Urban Radio, even if it is plentiful. Looks like One Leg would like a quick shout-out to two new members, FN Blast and FN DJ Canis, who joined the Forbidden Ninjas. And I think that is about it. I'm going to step away one more time, play a few more punk cover tunes, and then come right back to wrap things up here on Urban Radio.
Run away, I've got to get away from the things that haunt me. The love we share seems to go nowhere. And I've lost my life, and I thought that time I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run to you. This pain is love you've given. Give you all the force to give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Now I know I've got to run away, I've got to get away.
I could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Change is love.
Whoa.
Change is love. Change is love. Change is
It's a song about the Aussies, I think. What I like about you right here on Urban Radio.
I'm gonna
Oh, yeah, you know what that music means? That means we are just about to wrap things up here on Urban Radio for another Friday. It's been an okay show. One last shout-out here from FSK405X to everyone over at FSK405. Quick shout-out from X to his clan. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in today. It's been a, as I said, pretty good show. Everybody seemed to dig the punk cover songs. We may have to dig some more of those up later on in another Urban Radio show. Remember, next week is the one-year anniversary show. So hopefully we'll be able to bring you some good stuff. Maybe look back on the year in review. Who knows? Give away some free stuff. You all like free stuff. But unfortunately today, nobody won any free stuff because the emails were just horrible. So if you want free stuff, you're going to have to work a little bit harder. Remember, coming up tonight, starting at about 5:45 p.m. Pacific time, about 3 hours from now, we will be covering Clock Power, taking on Forbidden Ninjas over on the Fall of the Leader ladder over on the OGL League. For Silicon Ice Development, I am Oswald. I do want to thank you for tuning in to Urban Radio this week here on TSN. Remember, you can find us here next week on Urban Radio. Have a good weekend.
Over? All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.